Slušaj. Pop karusel. Pop kultura. U pop karusel. Pop karusel. Katarina Epštaj.
Door was open. I was seething. Your mother burst in. It was freezing. She said it. Looks like it's trying to rain. I was lost, I felt seasick. You convinced me that he left. You said keep talking, but don't use any names. I scolded your driver and your brother. We're old enough to know.
Dizajner zvuka današnje emisije je Damir Gođevac.
such a long, long time since we loved each other and our hearts were true. One time, for one brief day, I was the man for you. Last night I heard you talking in your sleep, saying things you shouldn't say. Oh, baby, you just might have to go to jail someday. Is there a place we can go? Is there anybody we can see? Maybe it's the same for you as it is for me. I ain't seen my family in 20 years. It ain't easy to understand. They may be dead by now. I lost track of them after they lost their land. Shake it up, baby, twist and shout. You know what it's all about. What you doing out there in the sun anyway? Don't you know the sun can burn your brains right out? My enemy crashed into the dust, stopped dead in his tracks, and he lost his lust. He was run down hard and they broke apart. He died in shame. He had an iron heart. I wear dark glasses to cover my eyes. There's secrets in them that I can't disguise. Come back, baby. If I hurt your feelings, I apologize. Two trains running side by side, 40 miles wide, down the eastern line. You don't have to go. I just came to you because you're a friend of mine. I think that when my back was turned, the whole world behind me burned. It's been a while since we walked down that long, long aisle. We cried on a cold and frosty morn. We cried because our souls were torn. So much for tears, so much for these long and wasted years.
Slušate Radio Beograd 1. Naš današnji gost je glavni koordinator Euroradija, čiji smo i mi članice, Loran Marso. Zahvaljujući Euroradiju, Radio Beograd je ponovo deo evropske velike mreže i članili smo i Eurosonika. Sa Lorenom pričat ćemo o Eurosoniku i evropskoj muzici nedelje koja upravo traje. So, dear Lorraine, I told you everything about you.
Dragi Lorraine, rekli smo sve o vama i mnogo vam hvala za ovaj intervju za Radio Beograd 1.
Uvek je zadovoljstvo pričati sa tobom, Katarina.
Moramo da kažemo da nam nedostaje Eurosonik. Ovo je vreme kada se pripremamo za ovaj festival. Festival koji između ostalog organizuje i EBU. Ove godine ste počeli nešto drugačije. Imamo dva dela, Evropsku nedelju muzike i Eurosonic festival. Da, svet je otišao u nekom čudnom pravcu i stvari su se dosta promenile.
The Eurosonic Festival, we say, well, see you next week, and unfortunately nobody is going to be able to meet.
I nažalost niko neće moći da se sretne, iako smo rekli vidimo se i čujemo sledeće nedelje. Morali smo ove godine da uradimo stvar na drugi način, tako da sve ide digitalno. I festival počinje 13. sljedeće srede. I pokušat ćemo da nađemo način da proslavimo evropsku muziku na raznim nivoima. Povezani smo sa svim događajima i festivalima i pokušat ćemo da formiramo jednu nedelju muzike. Euroradio je pozvao broadcastere i radio stanice da na bilo koji način na koji smatraju da treba nam se pridruže. Zato što je solidarnost najvažnija sad u ovom trenutku.
For opportunity to be part of European.
Hvala na mogućnosti da budemo deo Eurosonika i ove godine i Evropske nedelje muzike.
European Hall music, so it will be our playlist.
Tokom Eurosonika, tako će biti i playlista pop karusela, ićemo kroz sve zemlje. Od 13. do 16. januara održat će se digitalno Eurosonika Da, nažalost, ne može da bude u fizičkom izdanju, ali i dalje smo jako srećni što možemo da povežemo emitere od Irske preko Srbije na jednom mestu i da napravimo jedan zajednički program. Bićemo vidljivi online tokom cijelog festivala, tako da ćete imati priliku da vidite sliku kako svako izgleda i govori. I izvođači su pozvani da digitalnim putem odrade svoje žive nastupe, tako da je mogućnost ispunjena da vidimo i najbolje izvođače iz zemalja. Hvala vam što ste i nama omogućili kao Srbiji da imamo svog izvođača. Tako da imamo svoj slot, dobili smo termin i sa zadovoljstvom ćemo gledati zahvaljujući Euroradio. Mnogo vam hvala na tome. Zadovoljstvo je naše. Na festivalu Eurosonic bit će mnogo konferencija gde će ljudi iz muzičke industrije, producenti, festivali i ostali ljudi koji učestvuju u muzičkoj industriji imati priliku da drže svoje sastanke. Izgleda će kao da smo u Groningenu. Pokušali smo da sačuvamo isti duh, jer znamo da je festival Eurosonic jedan miks svega, jedna konferencija koja obuhvata i žive nastupe i sastanke i na svim nivoima. Tako će biti i sada. Tokom dana će se obavljati razni sastanci. I konferencije koje će razmatrati kako da podrže izvođače i autore. A druga strana festivala, najveće evropske muzičke platforme, su upravo živi nastupi koji će se događati uveče.
I would like, Lorenzo, to talk with you. Lorenzo, želeli bi da popričamo sa vama i o nekim drugim stvarima koje su jako značajne za Radio Beograd 1. Zahvaljujući vama mi emitujemo brojne ekskluzivne intervjue i materijale kada je popularna kultura u pitanju. Bili smo presrećni kada smo čuli intervju s Elvisom Costellom koji ste uradili i poslali nas. Na taj način nekako se osjećamo kao jedno u celoj evropskoj radiodifuznoj mreži. Vi radite u stvari mnogo. Hvala najlepše. Nije problem kada radimo tako puno. Što se tiče Elvisa Costella, bilo je pravo zadovoljstvo intervjuisati ga. To je izvođač koji je jako interesantan za sve emitere.
Promoting music, supporting music, giving exposure to music, and I know that public service broadcasters like your radio stations.
I mi znamo da emiteri kao što i vaša radio stanica Radio Beograd će sa zadovoljstvom čuti i emitovati, tako da mi je drago da čujemo. Jako značajno je bilo za nas, jer ovde svi vole Elvisa Costella, nismo imali prilike da ga upoznamo i da slušamo uživo.
He was actually very, very happy to hear that the radio interview.
On je u stvari bio jako srećan kad je čuo da će njegov radio intervju biti emitovan i na radio televiziji Srbije, na Radio Beogradu. Kada smo ga intervjuisali, bio je u Vancouveru u svojoj kući. I njegov novi album je jako interesantan. Tako da celokupni proces bio je jako značajan i lep za radio stanice. Mnogo vam hvala na svemu. Počastvovani smo što vas imamo za prijatelja i kolegu. Želimo vam divan Eurosonic i srećan novu godinu. Hvala i vama puno i nadamo se 2022. godine da ćemo biti zajedno u Groningenu. Čuvajte se.
Thank you so much for the interview.
Okay. No worries, my pleasure.
Hvala puno na intervju.
Stay away from the virus.
Ništa ne brinite, zadovoljstvo je moje. Klonite se virusa. Naš sagovornik bio je Loran Marceau, glavni koordinator za popularnu muziku Euroradija i festivala najveće evropske muzičke platforme Eurosonic.
And you're fetching closer and you're Eko. Gomex, kupi me u četvrtak.
Uz kasicu brojalicu, čokolada Milka, Alpin Milk ili Noizet, 270 grama, 219,99.
Šešir na krivi, lakše se živi. Vaš Gomex.
50 godina U grupe na jednom mestu. U ekskluzivnom box setu sa 13 kompakt diskova. U grupa, Croatia Records i PGP RTS.
RTS izdavaštvo. Na srpskom i na engleskom. Tvrđave na Dunavu. Od Bača do Fetislama. Istorija srpske crkve. Od samostalnosti do pada despotovine. Zaboravljeni admiral. Iz dnevnika Ernesta Trubridža. U RTS klubu u zgradi Radio Beograda, ulazi Svetogorske. Prodavnici PGP-a na Zelenom vencu u Beogradu i Pouzeće. RTS izdavaštvo 655-2735.
Sa ponosom predstavljamo novi album benda Jovana Maljokovića sa sjajnim gostima. Reka života. PGP RTS u prodaji.
Eko.
It is the evening of the day. I sit and watch the children play. Smiling faces I can see, but not for me. I sit and watch as tears go by. My riches can't buy everything. I want to hear the children sing. All I hear is the sound of rain falling on the ground. I sit and watch as tears go by. Da 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 da
Slušate Pop Karusel, radio Beograda 1.
Finish it clean. Don't wanna be better. politician, just fancy boss. But think of all the tenderness, think of all the craziness. But if you ever wanna hate me, come and stick a knife by my chest. I said, don't tear me up. Well, I don't ever wanna see your picture again. I said, don't tear me up. Well, I don't ever wanna see your face again.
Slušate Pop Karusel, radio Beograda 1.
Told me, go make yourself some friends or you'll be lonely. Once I was 7 years old. It was a big, big world, but we thought we were bigger. Pushing each other to the limits, we were learning quicker. By 11, drinking, burning, never rich, so we were out to make that steady figure. Once I was 11 years old, my daddy told me, go get yourself a wife or you'll be lonely. Once I was 11 years old. I always had that dream like my daddy before me. So I started writing songs, I started writing stories. Something about that glory just always seemed to bore me. Cause only those I really love will ever really know me. Once I was 20 years old, my story got told. Before the morning sun when life was lonely. Once I was 20 years old. Only see my goals, I don't believe in failure. Cause I know the smallest voices, they can make it major. I got my boys with me, at least those in favor. And if we don't meet before I leave, I hope I'll see you later. Once I was 20 years old, my story got told. I was writing about everything I saw before. Songs have been sold. We've traveled around the world and we're still roaming. Soon we'll be 30 years old. I'm still learning about life. My woman brought children for me, so I can sing them all my songs and I can tell them stories. Most of my boys are with me, some are still out seeking glory, and some I had to leave behind. My brother, I'm still savvy. Soon I'll be 60 years old. My daddy got 61. Remember life and then your life becomes a better one. I made a man so happy when I wrote a letter once. I hope my children come and visit once or twice a month. Soon I'll be 60 years old. Will I think the world is cold? Or will I have a lot of children who can bore me? Soon I'll be 60 years old. Soon I'll be 60 years old. Will I think the world is cold? Or will I have a lot of children who can bore me? Soon I'll be 60 years old. Once I was 7 years old, mama told me, go make yourself some friends or you'll be lonely. Once I was 7 years old. Once I was 7 years old.
sun shining down over me and you, and there'll be love in the bodies of the elephants too. And I'll put my hands over your eyes, but you'll peek through, and there'll be sun, sun, sun all over our bodies, and sun, sun, sun all down our necks, and there'll be sun, sun, sun all over our faces, and sun, sun, sun. So what the heck, 'cause I'll be laughing at all your silly little jokes, and we'll be laughing about how we used to smoke all those stupid little cigarettes and drink stupid wine, 'cause it's what we needed to have a good time. But it was fun, fun, fun when we were drinking. It was fun, fun, fun when we were drunk, and it was fun, fun, fun when we were laughing. It was fun, fun, fun. Oh, it was fun.
Slušate Pop Karusel, Radio Beograda 1.
You know it's true. Don't have to tell.
Hvala vam što ste bili sa nama. Ostanite uz Radio Beograd 1. Sa vama su bili Damir Gođevac i Katarina Epštejn.